You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org,
the sponsor of this great program. Kristen Winder, please be joined by Jamie Blemons and also Megan Andrews here at Boys Town. We appreciate the time today, ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us.
Now, obviously, with a name like Boys Town, a lot of individuals out there know some of the services you guys offer and know about some of the things that you put out there for everybody in the area. But give us what you would call what Boys Town is and what you guys have to offer, if you don't mind, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely. I can get started. So Boys Town's mission today in 2020 is changing the way America cares for children and families. Although we've definitely changed and have evolved over the years, Boys Town was actually founded right here in Nebraska in 1917. So this year we are 103 years old, which is pretty cool. Boys Town was founded in Omaha when our founder, Father Flanagan, he borrowed $90 to rent a boarding house at the corner of 25th and Dodge in Omaha. So if you know where that's at, that's like right downtown Omaha. And then that spring, just a few months later, he had over 100 boys. So it was an orphanage at the time. And then 4 years later, he was just bursting at the seams. So he actually bought the land where our national headquarters is today. And that's between like 133rd and 144th in Dodge, for anybody who's familiar with Omaha. And at the time, it was actually 10 miles outside of Omaha. But now that whole metro area has just really grown around it.
Mm-hmm.
So that land, that's our national headquarters. It's the center for our research, our program development, our administrative center. So there's just a lot of really neat history there. And now that we've grown, we serve kids and families in a variety of ways and a lot of different locations in about 12 sites across the country. And then we also have our well-managed school program. So with all of our programs and everything we have going on, Boys Town services touch the lives of more than 2 million people in the United States every year.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty neat to have seen it grown like that. And today, you know, we believe the same as Father Flanagan did over 100 years ago, that every child deserves a future. Every family deserves to stay together, and every community deserves to thrive. And we believe that all of these things should be achievable without regard to race, religion, or background. Father Flanagan was really progressive even over 100 years ago and welcomed in all religions, all creeds, all races. And so we're really proud of that history.
Obviously, Jamie, that history is really what's helped you guys become the big powerhouse, I guess I would say, that Boys Town is today.
Yes. Like Megan had said, we've grown our services so much over the years that we now have sections throughout the entire United States that serve different, you know, areas of need. So specifically here in North Platte, we've grown from central Nebraska that was based solely in Grand Island to now having Kearney and North Platte offices. So North Platte actually received the in-home family services program in 2014. We also have grown to the point in which we now have a staff member in Ogallala and McCook. So we continue to grow. We continue to serve the area as much as possible. One of the biggest things is that we are so behaviorally based for intervention that we try to keep kids at home. That's our main goal.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime we get a referral through probation or DHHS, our main goal is to keep those kiddos in their home, in the environment that they have loved and grown up in, so that way we can help them maintain, whether it's through formal and informal services or support or just identifying needs that they have in the home that we can help benefit them from.
Yeah, obviously if there's some gaps in the home, Boys Town could come in and help fill some of those gaps possibly, and I'm sure that is the case from time to time.
That is the case. Whether it be, you know, just needing some extra support in parenting aspects or behaviors that they don't know how to deal with their kid in certain aspects, that's what we are. We're behavioral specialists, and we want to help keep those kids in the home as much as possible and do everything we can to not have any kids removed from their homes.
Now, Megan, you were talking a moment ago about the humble beginnings of Boys Town, and obviously an institution that's been around for over 100 years knows how to adapt to the times and the current climate with everything that's going on. And obviously your guys' work is easier today with the advancements in technology, but I'm sure that also makes it just as difficult, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been interesting times for everyone in this field, and we were really fortunate that we were able to adapt quickly. And throughout the pandemic, we were offering remote services to families. So even we want to, our first goal is always safety and the health of the families we work with. So with that said, with the pandemic, we were able to adapt and continue to support families remotely. And Jamie has a great team in North Platte, and they were just really instrumental in continuing to support families through this, because we know that families are experiencing higher levels of stress than ever before. Kids are home from school, kids with behavioral problems who are home from school, it's all kind of exacerbated. And then you get the financial stress that a lot of families are experiencing, and it just, all of that kind of compounds. So Jamie and her staff have just been really great for families out in that community.
Now, Jamie, tell us how you and your staff typically work with some of the partner agencies that you would encounter at the Project Connect.
So we work really close with counselors, DHHS, probation officers, and we use a lot of our other Project Connect cohorts as resources for our families. So if there's an opportunity for us to work hand-in-hand with somebody, we're going to take that opportunity and assist the family as best we can. And Project Connect has really been a great way of identifying multiple resources, not only in the community but surrounding areas, because we cover 17 counties. So it's been exponentially amazing to see all the groups that come together that are benefiting each other, that want to work together, and just really truly help families as much as possible.
Now, I think there's a common misconception from time to time with Boys Town that individuals think, well, that's only for those that may have behavioral issues. But it's never a bad idea, Megan, for individuals and for families to implement some of what you guys put out there and some of what has worked for you guys for over 100 years, to implement those at home or in the classroom, even if they are lucky enough to not have some of those individuals with the behavioral issues.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there's no handbook for parenting, and especially with some of the advancement with technology and the kids being on social media, and things are just changing constantly. So it's hard to parent these days, more than ever, I think. So I think the services that Boys Town provides are just really important and can help a family no matter what parenting struggles they may be experiencing.
Now, Jamie, can you tell us, please, if you don't mind, if there's individuals out there that want to get more information about Boys Town, what's the best way for them to do so?
Well, Tristan, we actually have a hotline and a website. And our hotline, it's just amazing, especially now more than ever, parents and families are under a lot of stress, you know, with the pandemic going on. So our hotline is a great resource. The number for the hotline is 1-800-448-3000. It's got a ton of free resources, counseling services that can assist youth and parents, and it's available 24/7, year-round, nationwide. There is not a family out there that cannot call into that and get some type of help.
Awesome. Well, ladies, we do really much appreciate the time and appreciate all the work that you dedicate here for individuals throughout the entire region.
Yeah, thank you for having us on.
You've been listening to Project Connect on Husker Radio. You can listen back to this and all other Project Connect interviews at huskerradio.com. And learn more about Project Connect at familiesfirstpartnership.org, the sponsor of this great program.